Hey guys, welcome back to Mature and Immature. Hope you guys are all safe and quarantined in your house. Don't forget to wear mask and sanitize your hands. Not inside the house. Okay, let's start with the podcast. So starting with the podcast, first we have, there was a Twitter hack. Did you know about that?
Yes, I got to know about that. There was a Twitter hack for like, it includes many of the big names that includes top notch CEOs from around the tech giants. And apart from that, that includes how many exactly that got hacked?
So, okay, let me explain the whole story. So there were like several big people, big celebrities or presidential candidates, and president of United States was hacked by some group. It is not disclosed yet, but it was a Bitcoin hack, and it is recorded that it's the biggest hack in Twitter history. And the hackers were asking for Bitcoins. It was actually a scam played by the hackers. It was a scheme like they wanted in the scheme, it said like, we will give you the double amount of Bitcoins. So a lot of people participated. There's an estimate around 100,000 people participated in that scam. And obviously those hackers like got good money out of it. And yeah, that's that. And along with the US, okay. And last podcast, we discussed all about China and their TikTok. So again, we are going to move on to TikTok because I don't know why our podcast just loves or China likes to be in news. TikTok, there's like some talk like that TikTok is gonna get banned because of their privacy issues or their like monopoly and all that. So yeah, that's that. And let's move on to movie recommendation. Movie recommendation is done by our co-host Vishal Singh. Let's move on to that.
Yes, regarding the movie recommendations, the last movie which I watched, that was Fractured. Actually, there's two movies named Fractured. One is Fractured and other was in Fracture. There's a difference of D. So the movie which I watched, I believe that was a Fracture in from 2019. And it's available on Netflix.
Both are available on Netflix.
But the 2013 is the one which I'm talking about right now.
No, it's 19 actually. It's a newer one, yeah.
No, the movie got released in 2013.
Okay, I don't know about that. Okay. Yeah, you continue. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Interrupting. I'm not very much good at numbers and all that. So, just roughly. And it was a great movie. And I remember the recent one as the last one which I watched. And I that impressed me much of that. And that movie has a story around like the movie is around a person who had some psychotic disorder. So like it starts like a man's going with his family on a road trip, and they accidentally met in an accident, and then it has shown that they all went to get hospitalized, and then later he found that hospital was running some kind of a scam or the organ smuggling donation. And then at the end the movie unfolds that
sounds
he
like
was
Riverdale. Actually
Riverdale, I haven't seen Riverdale.
Teen show, you know. I will show.
So at last he found, the movie disclosed that there was no family at all. His whole family has died years ago.
Is it a horror show?
No, it is a kind of a psychological thriller that he was having some psychotic disorder, and he was starting imagining all these things that he has a family, he has a daughter, and that's all how movie that relates. But
let me guess, it was a mental hospital after all.
No, that was not a mental hospital. they actually, what they have shown, like that they were going on a road trip and they had accident in which her wife,
so the guy didn't have a family and he was going on a road trip alone.
Actually he was going alone, but what,
okay, let's
it
don't
shows
spoil
like
the whole movie, you know.
Yeah, I once actually I have it spoiled. Because the movie is all about that he's psychotic
disorder.
Sorry guys,
thinking to watch that, maybe skip that.
Yeah, but still you're gonna watch it. That it is a really good movie. The how they have shown from the very start, and you start believing in the one way in which the movie wants you to believe, but at the end, something else you discover out. So overall, it's great watch. And the recently which I am planning to watch is Mirage. Mirage is in my pipeline for the next.
I saw you watching Mirage. No, I saw you.
Watching. Actually, you must have seen me watching 3 times.
Oh.
But I haven't completed yet. But some.
So you are a bit unlucky, huh?
Yeah, every time when I start watching something or the other happens, and I lost it all interest when I. This happened to me like 3 times. So I have planned like I'll watch Mirage at midnight when everyone is asleep. And it's all like alone and there's nothing much disturbance at all. So I'll definitely watch this weekend maybe. I ask him also that will you join me, but he says no, he has some work, but I don't know what kind of work he has.
So yeah, let's let me explain what work I do. I edit this podcast. I have a YouTube channel. I have a LinkedIn page. Okay, let me discuss something about my LinkedIn page. Okay, first of all, I never heard about what is LinkedIn and all that. Only a few months back, I didn't know about much about LinkedIn and what I like, what the who use and why people use it. And I started using LinkedIn, and it is totally like Facebook, and but for like rich people, I guess.
It seems like it's like Facebook, but please don't use it like Facebook. What I've seen from him, that he sending friend request, accepting and all that. It's very fascinating, but don't use it like Facebook. We have Facebook for that. So LinkedIn is purely like if you want to build connections that interest your area and you want to communicate with them to know about that whole that corporate thing or whatever in which field you are. So we have Facebook for that. Don't use like that Facebook.
Yeah, so okay, you can also tell what you are preparing exams and all that. You can tell.
Yeah, I can tell, but I have planned, but I haven't started. It's like I have a race. I have got all the shoes and all that. But
yeah,
I haven't started running.
Same.
So that's the condition. But I have hope that I'll complete race soon.
You have to prepare also, no?
Yeah, that's what I want all things.
Okay, any music recommendation? Any music genres you are touching and all that? Any new
recently
artist you found?
Or the last few days I was listening to that Indian band Indian Ocean. And luckily these are the ones which I like the most when it comes to rock music or like music of 90s, especially that luckily was, and these both are from late 90s to early 2000s. And now what the culture is that, and like in English music also, that we have used to have a culture of rock previously, but that was taken by electro music, and now we all listen to EDM.
Has, I think,
yes,
taken over
yes.
The whole thing.
Yeah, rock. Love, hardly anyone listens to rock and all that.
I think rock is now for uncles and all that, you know, old people thing.
Yeah, retro ones have their still interest in the rock music, but I have to say that it's been taken place by electro music due to that. Every day you'll see a new artist, whether DJ is rolling a disc on. So that's what we have in the music industry right now. And the new song, I haven't heard any of those new songs, like from any new artists.
Okay, so in the last podcast, we discussed that you were getting a custom, like you got a custom shampoo. Any reviews on that?
Yes, I got my customized shampoo, and it's been like more than a
More than a week, I guess.
No, a week. You calculated at the very early on this podcast that we are making this after a week.
Yes,
so
yes.
It's week, that means 7 days. And I have used more than twice, I can say.
Only twice?
Yeah.
Okay.
In a week.
Let me tell you guys, I have used that shampoo, I think, 4 times this week. Yeah, 4 times. 4 times, yeah, I don't know, twice or something. Okay, the shampoo is actually good. It smells good, but it does not have that, you know, that shampoo feeling. It does not have that
bubbles and all that. Sadly, you can't eat it. Yeah, that's what he meant to say. That.
No. It smells good.
It has everything, but we can't eat it. Though that's really bad. For.
Yeah.
And 4 times you've taken use.
No. Okay.
Four times a week, that is a lot. You'll start losing hair because shampoo is a shampoo. It is a mild.
Exposing me that I don't take enough showers.
No, you said 4 times.
Okay.
4 times. So for me it was like a normal shampoo. It just had some kind of smell, flavor, and
was it good for your
color?
Hair? Like any dandruff reduction and dandruff and all that. Like good for like.
I haven't experienced much like differences from that. Just apart from the appearance and the attractive it looks.
Yeah.
So hardly any changes I haven't seen.
So the shampoo cost around 800. So if you are like, we are comparing 100 rupees versus 800, which is completely ridiculous because it has to be good and it should be good, but I don't think it is worth it.
Previously we had shampoos, not 100, but it was cost around 200 maximum.
Yeah, 200 or 300.
200 or 250. But when you have to compare whether 250 and 800, it should have something that interests us.
Yeah. So, do you recommend it? Is it worth it to spend $800 on a shampoo?
From my point, I shouldn't like recommend this.
So you don't like the shampoo?
Yeah,
in a scale of 1 to 10, would you recommend or like?
Around 6.
Around 6. So
yeah.
What thing you like about that shampoo?
Yeah, I said the smell, the appearance, the color, the texture.
And what things you didn't like about that shampoo?
Especially the quality, the smoothness of the hair.
Mm.
It doesn't foam.
Yeah,
that you have
same
to.
Same issue.
Yeah.
Same issue, yeah.
You can't see much of foam from that. And then you have to, you think that, yeah, I'm using very few amount. Let me put it more.
That is because you don't that get that bubbly thing, no?
Yeah, that's foam. It doesn't.
Foam, yeah, sorry, whatever, yeah, it's foam. You don't get like enough foam in your head, so like obviously you're gonna use it more. I think that's
yes.
A strategy. I think they like it's a strategy of some kind. Like you will buy more, you will use it more. I don't know. I'm not a marketing strategist, something.
Yeah, but we won't take it more.
Yeah, that's that. And okay, finishing the podcast. Our podcast is now available on JioSaavn. If any one of you use or listens podcast from JioSaavn, congrats, we are available on that also. And I also started posting blogs. I have a website, targettechnews.blogspot.com, and you have to.
Is it combined of two websites or it's the name of single one?
Okay.
It's start with Target Tech then.
Okay, don't make fun of my website.
No. I really appreciate that.
I haven't bought the domain yet, okay? I'm like completely free and yeah.
Next time we want to buy shampoo, we'll buy domain.
Yes. Okay, we desperately need a domain. I will buy it, okay? I will spend some money on my blogs. But the thing is, if I spend money on that, like I don't get like the surety of like, would I even get my money back? Would I even earn it?
It seemed like shampoo.
Okay.
After spending so much rupees, I don't have a guarantee that.
Oh yeah, that's the same. Yeah, shampoo and domain. Yeah, next time domain. Yes, no shampoo. Okay, so I posted few blogs on that, and if you like reading or like tech at all, you should please check out. Okay, and it was our editor was Vishal Singh, our co-host. He checked few of my vlogs. How was my writing?
I just had a chance to edit one. Edit no, not at a one. That was hardly a paragraph that I had looked. But yes.
So did you like it or not? Like the podcast, like the whole blog I wrote.
Blog you wrote? Sadly, I haven't read that. But I send me the link. I'll surely read.
This guy doesn't even listen to our podcast. Like. Before this podcast, like we were like scripting and all that, he said I haven't even listened to the previous podcast when it was released. This guy. Okay, so yeah, that's that. And it's 15 minutes now. Okay, I thought so yeah, okay, thank you. Subscribe, give us 5 stars on Apple Music and Spotify, follow us on that, and do check targettechnews.blogspot.com. Yeah, I will buy domain. Yeah, bye.